الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله المعلم. Just a few things before we actually start our talk and our topic. As brother mentioned, if the brothers who are at the back, if they fill up the place from the front, it will get great rewards from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Also, another very important thing, that on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our salawat, our durood on Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should try and read every day salawat, and on Jumu'ah, we should try and increase it even more, inshallah. Also, another point that we know tonight is the Shab Guzari of the Tabligh Jamaat also, and we are having our Islahi Jalsa also. So all this, what is the purpose? Tabligh work, alhamdulillah, is quite common. Everyone knows it's becoming more and more popular. People are accepting and the work is carrying on. And the purpose of Islah and Reformation is taking place. Now this Islahi Jalsa which we are having, we'll just talk a little bit about that, what is the purpose, so that we can understand why we are here, why we are having the Islahi Jalsa. It is made up of two words, Islahi, Islah and Jalsa. Jalsa is where we sit together. So that is a gathering where we are going to sit together for a specific purpose, and that is Islah. And what is Islah? Reformation. A gathering where we sit together, where we try and see to our reformation. And our Islam is a complete way of deen. So our Islah also must be that complete way of deen has to come into us. For example, there are five main branches of our deen. One is Aqaid, our beliefs must be correct. So that is very important, a person has to work on that also. First we must know what the correct beliefs are. Because today we know that there are a lot of other people also making effort on the Muslims also. Wrong efforts are taking place and people are getting carried away also. So we have to know our correct aqaid, beliefs. And then we have to work to bring those beliefs as yaqeen, as a complete conviction in the heart. And for that we have to make great sacrifices. And sacrifices are also of all types. Sacrifice that we give our time also, we spend our money also. And one big sacrifice also is that our desires, haram desires that we have, we have to sacrifice those desires. That is also a great mujahada, to sacrifice our haram desires. Then our ibadat must be correct. All our ibadat, not only salat, but our fasting. If we are not careful, we don't watch it, maybe our fasting becomes feasting. That we're having a lot to eat at sehri time, suhur. We're having a lot to eat at iftari time, and perhaps it only is that we're changing our times of eating. Whereas fasting really is, we must be fasting of the eyes also, looking after our eyes, of the tongue also, not speaking wrong things, then it will become a fast. The same it is with salat also. It isn't just bowing down, making sajda, but the reality of it has to come into us. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that knowledge, ilm of deen, is that knowledge which is acceptable, which makes a person make amal. If we are acquiring knowledge, but we are not making amal, then Maulana used to say that was darkness, that wasn't light. If it is light, it will show you to amal. And amal also, that is which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which makes us conscious of Allah 24 hours. Then, if salat we come to the masjid, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, no matter what time we spend, but it's supposed to bring that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala into us. When we go to the business, we do our business as Allah wants us to do. We go home after Maghrib, after Isha, Then we treat our family as Allah wants us to treat our family. We are conscious of the existence, of the presence of Allah. And in that, there are two main points. One is we are conscious Allah is present, and the other is that we are conscious if I break the laws of Allah, Allah can break me. And then what will happen to me? And our whole life is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Our benefit, our harm is in the hands of Allah. Our health, our ill health is in the hands of Allah. Our happiness, our sadness is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to realize Allah is watching me and He has got full control over me and He can do. Like that with all the other ibadah. Then a very important aspect of our deen also is called mu'amalah. That is our business dealings with one another. We all do business dealings. Whether we go and buy a kilo of potato, it's a business deal. Or whether we big businessmen and we're doing business, big business deal, we have to be also conscious that this comes according to Sharia. Normally, we are very worried and concerned. It must be according to the land, law of the land. Because there are a lot of implications. You can be taken to court. You've got tax men on you. All those things we see too. But the biggest is Allah Ta'ala. That we have to watch. Am I doing it according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala or not? And then comes mu'asharat. That is how we interact and deal with one another. Just one example of so many examples, though it's not such a palatable and nice example, but just to understand, and it is very important, in this comes divorce and talaq also. We normally say divorce and talaq according to the Western concept, because we are living here, which means fighting, upset, angry, court cases, swearing, fighting with one another. If we study the Quran Sharif, we see that talaq also is to be done in a very amicable and a very responsible way. It isn't just temper that you just gave some talaq or something. It's a thing to be well thought, you must I give, and it's the last resort. And then how to give it also, and after that, the maintenance, the hiddat period, all that also Sharia has explained in great detail. And like nikah is a happy occasion, so divorce is not at all a happy occasion, but it is also supposed to be done with great responsibility and with great maturity. But you normally today we just do it like we know what it is like. So Islam has taught us that also. And then the first is akhlaq, our character. That is also very important, that our character we have to work on also, that your person may be very pious, but his character is bad. That also has got very, very bad and wrong implications for a person. So in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala, first in the beginning of this surah, according to the commentators of the Quran Sharif, Mufassirin, nowhere else in the Quran Sharif has Allah, Rabbul Izzat, who is the great, taken so many oaths, qasams, to explain this subject yet. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. So many oaths Allah Ta'ala has taken, then Allah has declared, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And this nafs of ours, and how balanced Allah Ta'ala has made it. And the main emphasis here is that Allah has made us and put us in this world that we accept the wonder, the existence of Allah, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat, the power of Allah Ta'ala, and everything else related. Allah has made us. And before in coming in this world, Allah presented our arwah, the ruh, in front of Himself. And He asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ? Am I not your Rabb? And we all answered, بَلَا, undoubtedly you are our Rabb. And yet the word Rabb is used, the one who creates you, the one who sustains you, who gives you your rizq, the one who sees to you when you are ill, the one who sees to you when you are desperately in need. Allah asked them, I not that one? And we all said, yes, you are. Now Allah put us in a test in this world. Now He brought all those things. And now it is for us to prove that we turn to Allah. That Allah, you are our Rabb. You are the one who saves us from illness. You are the one who saves us from poverty. You are the one who saves us from sadness. You are the one who saved us from humiliation. But now we have to see, return to other things. Asbab and means are not prohibited, but our yaqeen on asbab and means, that is totally prohibited. That is called shirk. If we trust something else is doing our work, only Allah is the doer. And this is also a bigger test. If the asbab, if food was not there to fill your stomach and Allah was fulfilling it directly, you all should believe Allah. But Allah put it in front of us, the food is filling your stomach, but you have to believe behind it, it's not the food, it is the command of Allah. He, the medicine you are having, don't have that yaqeen that the medicine is giving me shifa. Medicine can never give shifa, it is Allah Ta'ala. As one hakeem, a doctor, he said that the illness doesn't kill any person, it is more when it is written. There are how many people who become accidents within the person is finished, but he comes out and is healthy. It is the command of Allah. So that we have to work. So Allah made this nafs of ours, and then Allah, after taking all these qasams, Allah says, I made your nafs and the natural inclination. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Everyone that is born on the natural path to go to Allah Ta'ala. Even a Jew child, even a Christian child, even a Hindu child, everyone Allah has put it. Now it is how that person works. Either the parents at the beginning, in which line they guide it, when he reaches maturity, and it's for him to think also, that is it this idol that's doing my work? Is it if Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, that's doing my work? Is he God, part of God, or what? Or the person I must understand, and the Quran Sharif is full everywhere, that look at the Qudrat of Allah, that how great is Allah Ta'ala. And in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the king said, when Ibrahim alayhi salam gave his da'wah to the oneness Tawheed of Allah, the king said, I give life and I kill. So he called one prisoner and commanded he must be executed. So he said, I gave death to him. He called another prisoner and he set him free. I gave life to him. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah takes out the sun from the east, you take it out from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. So he had no answer whatsoever. So we have to realize that Allah is the doer. So this now in this world, Allah has put all. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That natural path also Allah has shown us, and Allah has put all the temptations. And today's world, we know what temptations there are. For not only the youngsters, grown-up people, the cell phone is either a cell phone or it's a hell phone. Hey, we know what comes on there. On one button you press and you are in Jahannam. What you are seeing on there. And you can use it for very good purposes also. You can go to terrible sites also. And you can go to good sites also. So all this day, when we are in our shops, when we are walking on the road, there are a lot of temptations everywhere. We know what is the environment, the dressing of the woman, etc. And now as we are going to summer, and we are going now to the holiday period, our youngsters, everyone we know. So now it is this, what this Islahi Jalsa is all about, is that how we can bring that change, reformation into us, on all five lines. And the whole of being, how it can come into us. And for that we have to also make a sacrifice. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَذْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person has become successful. That what you are on the right path, you just follow that. And the person who didn't do that and who did not worry of his nafs, that person has got destruction in this world, destruction. May Allah save us all, our families, our children, everyone. The time of mort, death is a critical time. Qabr is a critical time. Then on the day of Qiyamah, and after that the decision of either hellfire or Jannah. It's not a small matter just of making ends meet in this dunya. It's not just a matter of making my house, making up in the house and working and be happy with one another. It's a big, big story. So So for that all this effort is carrying on. And for that we have to come on top of our control, our nafs. Our nafs, it goes towards evil. It's tempted easily into wrong things. The thoughts that we get, our eyes, our tongue, we get angry, what we blurt out at such a time. So this is the effort that we are making, so that, and everyone is in need. The mechanic has to fix his own car also, not only other people's cars. He has to fix his own and service his own car also. So yeah, everyone is in need, and we all have to work. So all these efforts, the tabligh and da'wah, the shab guzari we will be having, islahi jalsa, our darul uloom, our makatib, all are working in the same direction, but different angles, and all are absolutely necessary. All the work of deen is absolutely necessary. Who is going to reach out to the people who are in the villages, who are out in the jungle? Who is going to go there? Who is going to teach the details of deen and the various finer points so that we know what does Allah want from us? Who is going to do that? The Darul Uloom. Who is going to teach our children to read Quran Sharif? Today, our Darul Uloom, I was very surprised, in fact, we had a little mashura, a discussion with the astatiza, the teachers, and one of our ustad said, many students who are between, who are around 30 years, those students are coming around 30 years, but they don't know, and they're coming from Muslim countries, but they don't know how to read Quran. If you ask them, you know Quran? Yes, we know. And they read for you. But they've learned it off memory. But looking inside, they cannot do it. And that is the most important. And that is done in the makatib. So that the child, even if he does not become a hafiz, but he can read the whole Quran. If you taught him, he can read. Otherwise, who is going to teach him that? And then all the other aspects, masajid. If we don't have somebody to build masajid for us and maintain the masajid, we have a problem also. Every aspect of deen is absolutely necessary. And if, for example, we have got a cart and we want to move it, and if somebody is pulling it that way, front, and the person at the back is pulling it backwards, the person on this side is pulling it this side, the person on this side is pulling it this side, where is the cart going to go? So, if all are pulling in one direction, then with great power and strength, the cart is going to move front. So all our efforts, Allah give us tawfiq, sincerity, and everyone will do his work. But we respect and honor and make dua for everyone, and whoever can take part in every work. Every part is very, very important and essential, and we have to take part. If we can't, and our nature is, we go in one direction, but pull in the right direction. And we all will pull together. So this is very, very important. And this, that, and then at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains about the people of Thamud. Kazzabat Thamud bi-tawwah. That the people of Thamud, they did not observe the commandments of Allah. Then Allah explains what destruction came upon them when they did not observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That is in this surah. And in many other places in the Quran, Allah explained many, many other nations who broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala broke them. And we must not be in our comfort zone yet. We've got our masajid, we are making Jummah, everything. But there are, what is happening in many parts of the world, we know what is happening. And Allah's qudrat, anything can happen anywhere. We mustn't be in our comfort zone, concerned about deen, and to bring the reality of deen into our life. And then the cherry on the top is to acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. To know the power, the qudrat of Allah, and in spite of all that, Allah Ta'ala is the most loving and the most lovable. And if a person has made mistakes in his life also, Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. All that azab of Allah, a person, how kind is not Allah? After you broke his, he gave you your eyes, he gave you your heart, he gave you your lungs, your brains, whatever namath we have got, our families, whatever, Allah gave it to us. And you break his laws, and you just tell him, please, Ya Allah, I have been wrong, forgive me. Oh Allah, please ask forgiveness. Allah forgives a person. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that even if you commit that sin so many times in a day, nobody in this world, no husband will forgive his wife so much, no wife will forgive her husband so much, no parents will forgive their children. But Allah says, even if you repeatedly you make the mistake, but you ask me maaf, I will forgive you. But today, wholesale we are breaking the laws of Allah. And we ask ourselves, do we make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala? Istighfar, oh Allah, today I used my eyes so many times wrongly, but forgive me. Do we ever ask? We hardly ask Allah Ta'ala. For example, the wife prepares food for us all the time. Every day we find our food is ready. And in most cases, our clothing is ready when we want to go bath. It's washed, it's ironed, it's put there for us. Did we ever tell her Jazakallah? We hardly. So a person, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who cannot be thankful to mankind cannot be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we come to the masjid, alhamdulillah. The mutawallis of the masjid, they have prepared. The imam is fixed. At the azan time, the muazzin is fixed. He gives azan. The imam is fixed. Toilets are maintained. Wudu khana is maintained. We come, hot water, cold water, towels, whatever it is. Everything is there. But who of us still today ever went up to the mutawallis and said, Jazakallah, you people do all this for our very important duty of our farad salah. We just walk it. Yes. If one day the muazzin was late, we got all big complaints. Or the imam wasn't here, then we all got big complaints. But who of us makes shukr? So this is very bad. And by shukr, a plumper. The mutawalli will be surprised if somebody writes him a letter, email, or goes up to him and tell him, mashallah, that you are looking after the masjid so well. Or we tell our wife, it's a long story, there's not the time for it, but one husband got a shock of his life. The husband got a shock of his life. When he came home, she welcomed him with some roses and with some flowers. But this is, Allah is doing, what can our parents do? What can the wife do for the husband? It's all by the thought. But Allah is the doer of everything. How much do we make shukr? So this also has to come into us. And we have to learn these things. It's not just going to fall from the air. We're going to be watching cricket commentary and soccer commentary and soccer game. It's not going to come from there. It will come here from the masjid. This is the place we have to come. And these are those type of gatherings we will have to attend. Then inshallah, these things will come into us. And a person, Allah declares with so many stresses, that وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You will make shukr, I will increase. So inshallah, tonight the Shab Guzari will take place till tomorrow morning. Islahi Jalsa will carry on also till Yawmul Ahad, Sunday till Zohar. We request everyone, there is an opportunity, come, take part, and also bring friends also. And also one very important thing, we have got great, great ulama in this town. In Port Elizabeth, don't be unmindful of them. Take benefit from them. Go to them. Sit with them. Learn from them. Ask them questions what you need about these and associate with them. And in all fields, as much as we can, we go out in Jamaat. We start with 3 days, even just Kashk, whatever it is, 40 days, 4 months. All what Allah is giving it to us in the place in which it's in front of us. Let us appreciate. May Allah give us all tawfiq and be kind to us and help us and guide us on the right path. And let us all be together in Jannah also, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.